around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as our show music plays out across the USA to our 615 weekly radio stations, folks, it is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, January 31st, 2026. And I got to tell you, for the first time since December 20th's live broadcast 6 weeks ago, well, Mary and I are back in our New York City area studio. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is great to be back from all of our travels this month and from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn. Everything and anything in the world of travel is coming at you over our 120 minutes together today. Well, tomorrow is February 1st, and that means 1/12 of the year is over today. Mary and I have slept in our own bed just 4 nights this month, but the upside to that has been spending 25 days in beautiful sunshine this month with temperatures that mostly average between 85 and 94 degrees. However, the price that we paid for that terrific weather was returning to the New York City area as it tried to dig out from all the snow that fell and dealing with a very frigid metropolitan area. So as Mary said when we were boarding our American Airlines flight in Los Angeles a few days ago, Robert, maybe we should stay here for a few more days.
We thought about it. One of our flights was canceled, like so many thousands of other people, and then we had delays. And I thought, why don't we just stay another couple of days and just ride it all out? But yeah. We were enjoying that stretch of Manhattan Beach.
It was. But I will say this. So many people got stuck. For us, we were only delayed 2 hours.
We were very fortunate.
We just, instead of flying direct to New York, we just flew through Dallas. Yeah. Bobby, they call that Dalaska from what we saw down there. Because all the snow and ice, that was a little weird flying in and seeing that.
Imagine how we felt.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, compared to, we were all set. So, listen, so it is great to be back in our studio today. And before we get to all the things in the show that we have planned for you, Mary and I do want to just take a quick moment and thank everyone connected to us who helped deliver such a successful big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles. That included our two live remote broadcasts from Panama and Cabo San Lucas. We also want to thank all of you tuned in out there across the USA who emailed us or shared comments on social media. And now that we're back, a full and detailed recap was shared earlier this week with so many of our contacts. If you haven't seen it, it's now posted to our show website. You'll find it right there under the Let's Go America Tour section where things are always posted when they're done. It's on the homepage. But I got to say, just what a trip. What a way to kick off America's 250th birthday year.
Absolutely. It was a fantastic trip. Highly recommend if anyone listening has that on their bucket list, do it. Make it happen. And somehow get to the Panama Canal because it was truly a really wonderful experience. But we also really want to send out a very special thank you to everyone on the Regent Seven Seas Cruises team. I feel like we've made lifelong new friendships with team members, senior officers, crew members of the Seven Seas Grandeur, lots of fellow guests. And Robert, you know, it was really a very nice surprise to see how quickly the Regent team bonded with us, especially the onboard senior officers. Shout out to Captain Iris and Alessandro, the GM. What a fantastic team. And they really understood all the moving parts that we have. And I feel like we all really worked well together to pull off two successful broadcasts. So
and
big thank you.
Based on the relationship we've had for 10 years with a competitor of theirs moving to Regent, it's been a very seamless transition.
Yeah,
they
really
have been phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I agree what you just said on that, Mary. So, Rudy, I know you're back from France. Any news from the pond when you were there?
Well, yeah, if you want to sort of include this in the news department or not, if you happen to be going to France in the next week or so, on February 7th is 7th and 8th is a huge sale where luxury hotels and restaurants, hotels like the Mandarin Oriental, the Maurice, Louis Carton restaurant, I mean, just all kinds of Michelin-starred restaurants, are selling a lot of their silverware and plates. Crockery, what's the right word? I don't know. But you can go and bid on it. And if you go to Connexion, C-O-N-N-E-X-I-O-N, ConnexionFrance.com, and just type in hotels selling tableware, you'll find unbelievable silver collections and plates and glasses. But also, take a lot of money because the euro is now at a five-year high against the U.S. dollar. So It's about 83 cents for you.
Well, the dollar, listen, we're going through a process where the dollar is being devalued right now.
It's a process,
And I would say that, listen, that will certainly help some aspects of living in that.
Well,
but if you are going to Europe.
And a counter reaction, no question.
Yeah, if you're going to Europe, I mean, it is going to cost you more. There's no question about that. So
I wouldn't mind some French silverware.
Yeah, so bring a couple suitcases.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, it'd be a little heavy carrying it all back. The stuff they have on
a lot
sale
of bubble wrap.
Stunning.
Get it shipped.
You don't want to bring it home and have it in pieces the way they toss things around. So,
no.
All right, well, let's talk a little travel poll news, Mary.
All right, so we have new polls up. They are up on our show website, so please go vote at rmworldtravel.com. And here are the results of the polls that have been up for the last few weeks. First question, will you be traveling somewhere in the United States this year to celebrate America's 250th? 39% of you said no. 61% of you said yes.
Yeah, I think that. And by the way, this show is heard in so many major cities around the country. Yeah. There's so much going on in every pub.
Right.
Don't
really have to travel necessarily,
but still,
because
61%.
Every town will have something.
Listen, we're going to try. I know we're working to have Secretary Duffy back on the show a couple of weeks. We're going to try to be in D.C. for July 4th with the show. And we're clearly traveling. But here in the New York City area, there's a lot going on for us here.
Yep. Boston, Philly. Yeah. All right. So the second question, does a trip through the Panama Canal interest you? 36% of you said no. 64% of you, the majority of you, said yes.
And I'm going to say, listen, 100% of you out there should just say yes on that, because having experienced it, Mary and I are going to talk about it coming up in an email segment we're going to do in the J Block towards the end of the show in hour two. But I have to tell you, folks, it just, on so many levels, it's more than just going through the canal. There's so many aspects to it,
and
that we really hope
it really wasn't on my so-called bucket list. It really wasn't, and the opportunity presented itself, and I loved it.
Yeah, no, we thought it would just be an interesting way to kick off America's 250 by connecting Miami to Los Angeles and transiting. But I will tell you right now, the amount of patriotism that you will feel when you go through that Panama Canal, and based on the response that we've gotten from everybody out there, it's been great. Really glad that we did it, and very happy about that. So, all right, we're going to switch into the travel news roundtable, and I'm going to just say, so, you know, Mary grew up a fan of Bugs Bunny, so I'm going to use the tagline
I'm still a fan.
That wrapped every one of those episodes and connected to travel when I say, that's all, folks. Okay. This week, after nearly 55 years, Southwest Airlines ended their policy of open seating. Now they're assigned, and you'll pay to sit where you want. You'll also pay for checked baggage, and if you're what they call a plus-size person, well, you're now paying for two seats. So,
oh boy.
I got to tell you, if you yearn for the good old days at Southwest, well, that's all, folks. It's over.
Let the squabbles at gateside start now.
Yeah, I think the open seating, the other airlines also have plus-size ticketing in place, but the open seating is a huge change for
you. Know, we
airline.
Have today is a preferred travel day panel on the show. We're going to bring this up with the PTP. So if those three guests are already listening, we're going to have this discussion coming up in an hour to get their thoughts on it. But I mean, it is a change. So anything real quick that we have?
Rudy, have anything?
Well, there's a group called Pre Versailles, and as my French speaking daughter said, it's spelled P R I X, Pre Versailles. And every year, they name the most beautiful airport in the world. And I thought, you know, Asia, because they're Hong Kong and Singapore, they're so... No, it's San Francisco's International Airport's Harvey Milk Terminal, the most beautiful airport in the world.
Yeah. All right, well, there you go. Quick travel news roundtable today. After this quick sponsors break, show friend Terry Dale will check in. He's the CEO of the U.S. Tour Operators Association. The Chief Travel Leader conversation is next. We're back in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. But what if you're looking to lose weight and not interested in painful weekly injections? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N. And the results are remarkable. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Let's get you started with 20% off and free rush shipping at takelean.com with code CARRY. So you can add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise plan. Or, as always, find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you your hat out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
You want a home security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad's already happened. SimpliSafe isn't just another alarm. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts. Other systems might give you a camera and a notification, but they need you to see the alert and handle it. SimpliSafe's monitoring agents have your back even when you're busy, asleep, or on a plane. Right now, get 50% off any new system this month only. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. That's simplysafe.com/carry, or head to armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Now that the holidays are over, it's a perfect time to upgrade your gear for the new year. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are great for their super clear sound, and they're easy to wear all day for radio shows, music, or calls. They're loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are here to help you crush your New Year's goals. Head to buyraycon.com/carry, where everything site-wide is 20% off this month. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or visit armworldtravel.com.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Well, as we said last segment, it's been 6 weeks since Mary and I were last here in studio talking with guests on the show hotline. That's because we were off for the holidays and then traveling pretty much all of January. So let's see if this is just like riding a bike. And we're going to start off by sharing, we're sponsored by Regent Seven Seas Cruises.
Well, I certainly hope so. So as you heard us share here on air over the past 2 weeks during our live remote broadcast, Regent delivers the most all-inclusive luxury experience at sea. They offer unlimited shore excursions. They're always included at no charge, anytime access to the spa facility, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, plus free Wi-Fi, free valet laundry service, free unlimited beverages of all types, and the list keeps going.
You know, simply put, it's top-notch, ultra-luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea, folks. Besides their modern fleet of ships with more on the way, we appreciate the quality of entertainment that they offer there, the enrichment experiences that are on board. All gratuities are prepaid, so you're not reaching for your wallet. You can even come travel with us aboard their new Grandeur ship this October for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med. We're nearly sold out. Get your deposit made this weekend and take advantage of the super special deal that you won't find anywhere else. For more info, go to rssc.com/rmworldtravel, or just go to rmworldtravel.com. Click on the banner at the top of the homepage.
All right, off to that show hotline we go. For the first time this year, everyone, is Terry Dale, the CEO of the U.S. Tour Operators Association, is waiting to join us as we get into this Chief Travel Leader conversation.
Well, Terry, it always brings a smile to Mary's and my face when we know you're joining us. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
It's always great to be with the two of you, and I need to ask you a question out of the gate. Is it too late to say Happy New Year, or do we officially stop today?
Well, since you are first interview of the year in studio, I say it's okay. You go right ahead with it.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
To both of you.
Likewise
to you
as
well.
Terry.
Appreciate that.
Good
love
health, happiness,
yes,
and prosperity, and a thriving travel industry for all of us.
Amen to that. So, you know, as we talked about in our opening A block, it feels a little strange to Mary and me that today is January 31st. This is our first day back in the studio, as I said, since our December 20th live broadcast. We were off for the holidays, and then we began the year by supercharging our America 250 coverage. We traveled on the big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles. It had us transiting the Panama Canal. We did the show live from Panama 2 weeks ago, last week from Cabo San Lucas.
Yeah, it was a while.
I got to tell you, Terry, that the Panama Canal exceeded our expectations. We're going to talk about it more. Mary and I will do that in hour two today. Panama and Panama City in general did as well.
Yeah.
There's no question there's this awe of what America built there. It's so impressive. I'd enjoy hearing, first of all, if you've ever done the Panama Canal crossing during your career, and if you did, what's most memorable still today for you from that experience?
I am embarrassed to say I have not done the crossing.
You have to do
it. I'd been to Panama City to speak, but I didn't have time other than to go speak and then hop back on the plane. So it's on the to-do list.
All right. Well,
maybe
Terry,
2026.
Listen,
maybe
if we had known, we would have had you go with us.
We're going to have to. Yeah, we would have.
Yeah.
And you know what, though? I liked it so much, I want to do it in the reverse fashion. So maybe we'll meet you in Mexico and we'll come back through the other way.
Yeah. Interesting. Definitely.
I was really surprised. It was not a bucket list for me, but I loved it.
I have heard only rave reviews.
Yeah.
And you folks just the icing on the cake.
Great experience, no question.
Spectacular.
So while we were there, as you know, we ticked off a number of places in the Caribbean, South and Central America, and Mexico. And Terry, when we're not working with local CVBs or governments, we try to use local guides and local tour operators as much as possible. And Robert, we did that in Panama City, Costa Rica, Bonaire, and Mexico. Terry, when planning a trip and preparing and researching and looking for tour operators or guides, what are some general recommendations you have for our listeners?
Well, I think I will follow up on your pattern, and I like to use the term love local. Mm-hmm. So getting that local guide who has the stories. I like to say I collect stories, and having a guide who knows the stories, the history, the art, so on and so forth, just makes it come to life. So I think loving local is critical. I always advocate get yourself, if you don't have already, a strong travel advisor. And they partner many times with the tour operator from USTOA. And you get this built-in kind of knowledge base, but also comes safety and security. And so it's just, I think, a wise thing to do to get the travel advisor and tour operator involved.
Well, they know the area.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the reason we do it. And we went to some places, frankly, I'm thinking about in Puerto Vallarta, Mary, that we would have never found.
No, not without a local resident
guide.
Who lives there as a guide.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, as I kind of, just to look big picture here, you know, travel, tourism, hospitality have been the foundation of your career, Terry, now for 40 years or more. I know you've been in your current role as the CEO of the U.S. Tour Operators Association for 15 years. And I think I saw an announcement sometime late last year that you're going to be staying on at least another 2 years. Which are where we applaud you and congratulate you for
Yay,
that.
Terry.
Correct.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank
but,
you.
You know, but what is it? That
I'm excited.
Well,
listen,
we're happy that
we hear
know.
It actually in your voice.
We're
going to
have a few more segments filled in the show in the next couple of years. So that's good too.
Yeah. You know, I say this, but I believe it. I think I've got the best job in the travel and tourism industry. It's just the association members are supportive. They're appreciative. They like to work together. So I've got the best job.
But what is it that you love about the industry and really has kept you coming back for more?
Well, I just, you know, having been raised on a farm in Brooklyn, Iowa, and we never traveled because it's not like you could say to the cattle and the sheep at 5 o'clock on Friday night, okay, we'll see you 9 o'clock on Monday. So vacation for me was going and spending a couple of days at the Iowa State Fair. And then all of a sudden, at the end of college, my eyes were opened to travel. And I think what was more surprising to me, because I didn't understand the economic impact, the jobs that are created, the tax revenue that's generated that helps support school systems, that it's really a broad, comprehensive industry that touches so many things that are critical to the quality of life of a community or a state or a country. So I just got bit by the bug
and hasn't left.
Thrilled every step of the way.
Yeah, well, we're very, very happy for you that you'll be taking this through at least through 2028. So you are in our chief travel leader. We're having fun with you. Actually, I'm really enjoying that. I could continue to talk to you about the Iowa State Fair for another hour. But I do want to go active member survey with you and the travel outlook that you guys put out for 2026, because we read through it, Terry, and there were some really good numbers in there. I'll just quote a couple of the results. They were pretty encouraging. About two-thirds of your active members reported an increase in sales in 2025 over 2024. And of that number, half said sales increased 10% or higher. So just looking across 2026, are you fairly bullish on the year and seeing increased
operator
growth?
We're feeling very
good
about the year. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. We are bullish, but we've all been in the industry long enough to know that it can change tomorrow. I would say cautiously optimistic, but everything that's on the books today, we can say bullish, and hopefully it holds. But 2026 is going to be a great year.
Yeah, we're feeling that. We're seeing it. And even being out of the country with people talking to us about that, it's interesting when you get out the perspective there. So speaking of that, you know, you think about Italy, France, UK, they tend to dominate year after year where Americans go.
Yeah.
This year, we do expect a greater uptick in emphasis on America, you know, as the nation does celebrate its 250th birthday. And God knows, you know, we certainly have a great nation that has so much diversity out there. But, you know, are there some other destinations maybe that have your attention these days that you'd advise folks maybe to consider that aren't, you know, the typical places most people go?
Well, we're seeing more and more Vietnam as a country that's, we've been in the industry long enough that you kind of see emerging destinations, and Vietnam is one of those that I'm seeing and hearing more and more about. I would say Morocco is also in that category, and that's good. We like to see, you know, the Icelands, the Croatias that may not be top of mind initially, but boy, when they start rising, there's so much to see and learn from. So those are some of the areas.
Well, when you just made, it's funny, on the we just got done with that trip, and a lot of people were talking to us. We did, Mary and I did one of our travel seminars, giving our top 15 travel tips out there, and people would come up afterwards, and they were all enticed with Iceland. I was like, oh my God, Iceland's a great place. You have to go. But that is, you know, some of those places you just mentioned. Yeah, Morocco, another one.
Cambodia is another one that people
are. Cambodia, absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
Well, it gives folks certainly some options out there. And Terry, listen, it goes by quickly in our program, but we always enjoy talking with you. We appreciate having you part of the show.
I look forward to it. At least a couple times a year.
Well, listen, we absolutely do.
We can work it.
Yeah, exactly. So until we do this again at some point, we hope you have a nice weekend in this last day of January. And Happy New Year to you. We'll finish it that way, right?
Happy New Year to the two of you.
Happy New Year.
You're the best.
So are you. All the best. Take care. Thanks for what you do in the industry. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, well, Terry Dale, listen, it is just like riding a bicycle. There we are. We got that done.
Had some fun with Terry, yep.
Always nice to have him on the show with us. So as we prepare to pause for some sponsor messages in about 20 minutes, it's the latest Destination Spotlight. RJ's here in the studio. He's got the open road coming your way in 10 minutes. It's a preferred travel panel day here on the show. That's going to kick off hour two. Mary and I will also answer some emails and things sent in to us. But next, Rudy's going to discuss one of his favorite topics, credit cards.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey everyone, Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea, with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/RMWorldTravel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by TakeLean.com. Let's talk about helping to make a new you this year. These days, everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you have heard about some of those intense side effects? Well, we've got an answer, and it's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N, that you can buy today at TakeLean.com, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar. They burn fat by converting it into energy and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. Now, this is not for the casual dieter who only wants to lose a few pounds. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. If that's for you, we'd like to get you started at TakeLean.com. Use the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, and you'll save 20%. That's 20% off with code CARRY at TakeLean.com, plus free rush shipping, or you can find the link at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, unless you don't have any credit cards, you may not know that in the Last half of 2025, a couple so-called premium credit cards sharply raise their annual fee, and I mean sharply. Premium cards offer more perks and a much higher annual fee than most credit cards. For example, Chase Sapphire Reserve's annual fee went from $795 a year, yes, you heard that correctly, to $895. Let's call it $900. American Express's Platinum card went from $550 a year to $695. Call it $700. And Citibank came out with a new card called Citi Strategy Elite for $595. Are these cards worth it? The man who knows is our next guest, Ted Rossman. He's a senior industry analyst at Bankrate.com, a site that keeps a sharp eye on all things credit card-wise. Ted, welcome back to the show. The obvious question is, are any of these cards worth these high fees?
The short answer is it depends. I'm happy to get into more details. I would say that these cards used to represent more of a champagne travel proposition on a beer budget, if you will. You know, going back a few years, when the Chase Sapphire Reserve came out and it charged $450 a year, but it was really $150 after you took off the $300 travel credit. It was actually even less than that if you baked in things like airport lounge access, TSA PreCheck, global entry. It was easy to see how that card basically paid for itself. Not so much anymore. Now that these annual fees are nearing $1,000 on cards like the Sapphire Reserve and the Amex Platinum, you need to think harder about the value proposition. I would argue that the easy money is gone at this point. So now it's more for an affluent audience, frequent travelers, people who like to fly and stay in hotels and go out to nice restaurants. There is still value there, but it's not as much of a mass market play. It's not really the middle class traveler who wants to travel like they're rich anymore. It's more for actually rich people, I would say.
And I know they've, you know, pared back. They've added a few perks. They've pared back. You can't bring in as many visitors into airline lounge clubs that your card might have permitted you to enter. But what I find difficult, Ted, is keeping track of all this. I mean, I tend to forget the perks, you know, that my Capital X card has, my Amex Premium, all these cards. I've got them all because I write about them, so I have to have them, and as do you, I'm sure. But how do you keep track of it all? Do you keep a list on your wall of what the perks are?
It's a great point because a lot of people have derisively started referring to this as the coupon book strategy, where it's $10 a month for this and $15 a month for that. A lot of these cards dole out credits for streaming, ride shares, food delivery, a whole bunch of different things. And yes, there is value there, but it's confusing to remember to use it. Sometimes you end up spending too much or too little. You know, it's like, did you save $10 or did you spend $50 just to get that credit? There really is not a great solution, unfortunately. A lot of people do resort to just old-fashioned spreadsheets or pen and paper or just trying to remember it all. Our sister site, The Points Guy, has an app that tries to help people track this sort of thing. But it is a pain point for enthusiasts that you have all these different credits, but do you remember to use them? Do they fit your lifestyle? That's the other thing. Like if the card gives a credit for Dunkin' Donuts and you like Starbucks, is that good for you or not? Or, you know, if it's an airline or a hotel that you don't tend to stay at a lot or a store that you don't tend to shop at, like some of these cards will give Saks credits, but, you know, if you shop at Saks, it's just very confusing.
But that Saks credit on American Express, a personal card, you get like $60 for the first half of the year, $60 for the second. Or on many of the cards, you'll get $120 in Uber credits. Oh, yeah, but it's $10 a month for 12 months. I mean, who of us remember? Did I use my $10 Uber credit? You know, it's a mind-boggling array. But I think if you're going to go for those higher cards, I agree with you. You got to really – we've only got about a minute left, but we've really got to keep our eye on the ball to make it worthwhile to spend that kind of money on these premium cards.
That's right. And a lot of people are going to end up downgrading maybe to a mid-tier card like the Capital One Venture or the Chase Sapphire Preferred. Those have much more reasonable annual fees. We're talking around $100 a year instead of $800 or $900. The list of perks isn't as long, but a lot of people are finding it easier to justify a mid-tier travel card or cash back. I mean, don't forget about cash back. It's simple. It's universally appealing. It's maybe not quite as compelling as some of the travel perks, but who couldn't use more cash these days?
Can't argue with that, Ted. I agree. Or maybe keep one of the high-priced ones if you really need it for airline lounges because you fly a lot. Ted Rossman is a senior industry analyst at Bankrate.com. If you go to Bankrate.com, you'll find that he has written a couple articles that are currently up on this very question of what card offers what and how you ought to consider them. Ted, it's always nice to have you back. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Take care. Boy, as if life isn't complicated enough. Okay, we'll be back with more travel talk. Don't touch that dial.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
You want a home security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad's already happened. Simply Safe isn't just another alarm. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts. Other systems might give you a camera and a notification, but they need you to see the alert and handle it. Simply Safe's monitoring agents have your back even when you're busy, asleep, or on a plane. Right now, get 50% off any new system this month only. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. That's simplysafe.com/carry, or head to armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Now that the holidays are over, it's a perfect time to upgrade your gear for the new year. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are great for their super clear sound, and they're easy to wear all day for radio shows, music, or calls. They're loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are here to help you crush your New Year's goals. Head to buyraycon.com/carry, where everything site-wide is 20% off this month. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or visit armworldtravel.com.
Want to make 2026 your year of adventure? Book that trip and learn a new language with Babbel. Go ahead, make a resolution you can stick to. Now is the time. Babbel's New Year sale is here. Unlock all of the languages on Babbel with the lifetime subscription for 65% off. Just go to Babbel.com and start today. Babbel teaches you relevant words and phrases so you can start speaking with confidence in as little as 3 weeks. And because Babbel's bite-sized lessons fit easily into your daily routine and are easy to remember, you'll be talking like a local in time for takeoff. Dive into the world of language learning content with Babbel's videos, podcasts, and stories from around the world, full of culture bites and language learning tips. Turn your daydream into a destination this year with Babbel. But don't wait. This offer ends January 15th. Get Babbel's lifetime access for less at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this, Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, welcome back, everyone. It's so great to be back with you again here in 2026. This is our first open road installment of the year. While the show was making its way from Miami to Los Angeles via Regent Seven Seas Grandeur, I stayed back in the snowy Northeast, got to endure some nice cold temperatures, but also got to drive some nice, exciting new cars for 2026, among the most exciting of which, to me at least, was a beloved midsize pickup, which recently got a refresh, and I'm going to share all my opinions and more on that today. But first, this portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry. Now, although January is ending, it's still not too late to upgrade your audio gear for 2026. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classics are amazing. Super clear sound, easy to wear all day for music, RM World Travel, calls, and more. They block out distractions while still feeling comfortable, making them ideal for everyday use. And right now, they're ringing in the new year with a sale that will save you 20% on everything. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are loaded with upgrades, perfect for tackling your goals. Active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity so you can pair with up to two devices at once, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put in your ear no matter what you're doing. Also, very cool is the awareness mode. It's perfect when you're walking the dog or running errands, so you stay tuned to what's happening around you without missing a beat. Over 3 million customers already love their Raycons, so let's make you the next one. Go save 20% off. Head to buyraycon.com/carry or find a direct link, as always, at rmoldtravel.com under sponsors. Now, one of the things I always enjoy about doing the open road is getting time with vehicles that aren't strictly just for transportation, point A to point B, but their tools are a little bit more specialized, and they actually entice you to get out and do things, because at the end of the day, that's what the segment is all about, traveling, getting out there, enjoying our lives, right? And that brings us to the Toyota Tacoma, which has always been one of those vehicles. And this latest Tacoma, fully redone a little over a year ago, but already receiving new updates for 2026, is a big step forward. And I recently spent time driving a 2026 Toyota Tacoma TRD Pro, a trim that really captures what the Tacoma has historically been about. First impressions matter. The new Tacoma immediately feels more sorted than the last generation. The seats are quite a bit more comfortable, and there's an optional isodynamic seat that moves both vertically and side to side, keeping your head and body more aligned on rough terrain and reducing fatigue on long, uneven drives. It's very, very odd, but it's pretty cool technology. Visibility is better. The whole truck feels more cohesive when you're actually moving down the road, and older Tacomas are famously durable, but they could feel a little bit busy or crude on longer drives, and this one just simply doesn't. In fact, actually, it borders into Lexus territory, I would say. On the highway, it's stable, composed, surprisingly easygoing. It doesn't wander, even with the big fat tires and the TRD Pro. It doesn't feel nervous, and it doesn't require constant correction like some very sensitive, twitchy modern cars. Now, even though the Tacoma is the biggest it's ever been, it still feels reasonably sized from behind the wheel, an effort partly helped by lots of electronic assists and suspension tweaks, but all in all, it's very well designed in that aspect. Now, power-wise, this Tacoma is turbocharged across the lineup. It's your only option, and I'll be honest, I went in a little bit skeptical on that. Turbocharged motors can sometimes feel laggy, artificial, especially in pickup trucks, but if you're ever towing as well, that typically means spending time quote-unquote in the boost, which can put excess pressure on the exhaust system, lead to accelerated wear. It's not really the case with the new Tacoma. Throttle response feels very natural. Torque comes in smoothly. It's just fun to drive, and the tuning is spot on for how this truck is meant to be used. The suspension as well, which is specially tuned by Fox shocks on the TRD Pro trim. Fox, they are titans in the off-roading world, deserves mention, I think. On rough pavement and broken, dirty, washboarded back roads here in the New York area, the truck stays controlled without feeling harsh 100% of the time. It soaks things up without floating, and you don't feel like you're fighting the chassis in older Tacomas and other midsize pickups on the market. Again, the tuning adjustments from the factory just feel like the Goldilocks amount of right, which is exactly what you want in something that might see dirt, gravel, or spend all of its time on asphalt. Now, inside the cabin, the story is a bit more mixed, in my opinion. This is where I think Toyota still leaves some room on the table. And with the TRD Pro touching the $70,000 mark with options, that's not acceptable. Functionally, everything's where you expect it to be. Controls are intuitive. But material quality, there's no getting around it. It's not great. Hard plastic everywhere, the dash, doors, center console. It's durable, sure, but it doesn't feel especially premium. To be fair, it's not entirely unexpected in a Tacoma, and some buyers will actually appreciate how tough and wiped clean it all feels, but at this price point, it's noticeable. You don't buy this truck for plushness, you buy it for reliability and capability, but it's worth saying aloud. That said, Toyota absolutely nailed some of the smaller details. One of my favorite features is a removable JBL speaker integrated into the audio system located on the dashboard. You press a button, pops out. Suddenly, you've got music at a campsite, tailgate, or sitting by the truck without needing to leave the ignition on. Simple, works, fits perfectly with how Tacomas are actually going to be used. A little bit of a gimmick, but, you know, you use it once and then you wonder why more vehicles don't offer something like that. So where does all this leave the Toyota Tacoma TRD Pro? Well, for decades, the Tacoma has been the go-to pick as the industry standard for all-around pickup, and after spending time with this new one, it's clear that Toyota understands that formula better than anybody. They've made it better without losing what made it work in the first place, and if you're thinking about one, rest assured, there's no need to second guess. I'm RJ Carey, this is The Open Road, and up next is the Destination Nation Spotlight on the Bay State, Massachusetts. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As your favorite travel radio show moves right along on this January 31st, we're about to do something for the 159th time on this program that dates back to April 2017, and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts will be the focus for the Destination Spotlight. But first, we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/Gary.
Let's help make America safe again by starting with your place. We all want a security system that's going to keep trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad has already happened. That's why we say there's no safe like Simply Safe. Whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or even your small business is always being looked after.
You know, they have everything you need to make your place safe, even when you're busy, you're asleep, or you could be on a plane. Wherever it is, it's all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs less than $1 a day. It really is a no-brainer, folks. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. Save 50% as a show fan today, or just find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Now we're going to spotlight America's sixth state, known to many as the Bay State, admitted to the Union in 1788. Joining us to discuss more is their executive director, Kate Fox.
Hello, Kate. Nice to have you aboard America's number one travel radio show with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, great having you back on the air with us. So, you know, Mary and I are just back from our latest big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles, that took us through the Panama Canal. We met a number of people on Regent Seven Seas Grandeur who live in the Bay State and were escaping winter. In particular, I was surprised to meet so many people from areas of Cape Cod, a place we had this show for another big Let's Go America tour back in 2022 at the Wauquasset Resort. So let's talk about the Cape, as I think that area of the state is such a differentiator. It makes Massachusetts, unlike any other coastal state, the diversity there is pretty special, Kate. So give folks a quick snapshot.
Well, the Cape and the Islands are a fantastic destination year-round. They're home to the Cape Cod National Seashore, which is a fantastic place for summer fun, but also winter birding. There is a mix of environments where you can go hiking and enjoy the outdoors, great rail trails for cycling, and more restaurants and wonderful hotel properties opening. So year-round, they have rebranded fall to the Cape Second Summer, and they're always sharing great things to do in winter and spring. So definitely most people are going to the Cape in the summertime, but it is no longer just a summer destination. And, you know, after the pandemic, so many people transitioned their summer homes into year-round homes on the Cape, and it's really made for a great transition to have a really vibrant year-round economy.
Yeah, thank you, Kate. So let's talk America's 250. The reason Robert and I actually spent 25 days this month traveling between Miami and L.A. was to supercharge our coverage of America's 250, and going through the Panama Canal was certainly a different way to link those two cities, but Boston is one of the places in our nation that I think we're going to see a sizable uptick in travelers this year, celebrating the big birthday. So can you highlight some key things that you think our listeners across the country should know?
Yeah, well, everybody should know that it started here. The shot heard round the world here in Lexington and Concord, Massachusetts. And we have been commemorating that history for going on 2 years, and we'll join the national celebration of July 4th, 2026, as we celebrate the semi-quincentennial of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. But the commemoration, celebrations, and community events throughout Massachusetts have been ongoing through 2025, which was when most of our 250th anniversaries were, from Lexington and Concord, Leslie's Retreat in Salem, Battle of Bunker Hill, Battle of Chelsea Creek. All of those battles are commemorated on an annual basis, but it was bigger and better last year, and most of the programming is also expanded for 2026. So it's a great time to come to Massachusetts and dive into that history. We are right now in the middle of the Knox Trail of Noble Artillery, which is reenacting the drive of artillery from Fort Ticonderoga, New York, to Dorchester Heights in Boston. This is what led to the British evacuation of Boston Harbor. Mm-hmm. And we have a series of events in communities across the state, including Worcester, Framingham, Dorchester, and Boston. We were in Springfield and Great Barrington earlier in January. And there are Clydesdales pulling cannon. There are oxen. There is cold weather and snow, so it feels very authentic to what Henry Knox and his men went through. And he was the first recipient of a Presidential Medal of Honor given to him by George Washington in recognition of what he accomplished.
Listen, there's so much there. I mean, you know, we know you were last on with us in 2020 when you were in Salem, Massachusetts. You got Plymouth Rock. I mean, the Berkshires are a terrific place for a getaway there. Mm-hmm. But listen, we've got just under a minute right now. Certainly, it's an exciting time for all of you, you know, and our listeners in Massachusetts as the Patriots are back in the Super Bowl. That's happening next weekend. Also, I want to say you've got so many colleges and universities, not just in the Boston area, but across the state. So, you know, anything you want to say on the Super Bowl or colleges with us, Kate?
So, you know, education is a huge part of the Massachusetts ecosystem, and it leads to just bringing lots of people in, fresh faces every year for a new school year, and their families who come to visit and explore Massachusetts. You know, about the Super Bowl, go Pats.
Go Pats.
What else can I say? We've got it covered.
All right, a top reason to come celebrate America's 250 in Massachusetts, you say what?
It is, we have the authentic original history here, and it's always here, whether it's 2026 or any other time. So come visit, dive in, and enjoy our history, our culture, our arts, and our great food.
Okay, and you have a special website. What is that?
We do. Massachusetts250.org for everything related to the semicentennial.
Right. Kate, listen, thank you very much for your time today. Have a nice weekend. Good luck to your Patriots.
Thank you. You too. Safe travels.
Bye.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, there goes Kate. And by the way, before any of you listening in Seattle turn off your radio or send us an email, frankly, Mary and I, we don't have a pony in the race, as Mary and I are Giants fans. So we wish all of our Seahawks fans good luck as well. All right. So take care of that before we move any further. That said, Massachusetts will be how we wrap hour one today. The website to plan your own travel there is visitma.com. When we return in a few minutes to begin hour two, the preferred travel panel will start us off. Plus, there's a whole lot more still to come as well. Keep those radios locked in. Don't forget you can catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.